Item 11, introduction to board interviews and update on consultant transition from Hertz. Good morning, or afternoon.
Afternoon.
This is the consultant formerly known as Hertz.
Exactly. That feels like.
Tish.
Artist formerly known as. Yes, good afternoon, and thank you very much for having me today. I am so pleased to be here today as your investment consultant rather than as one of the many folks competing to be your investment consultant, so it's a nice change. And also in the spring season, we have gone through a bit of rebirth ourselves as we have changed our name from Wirtz & Associates to Verus. I assume you saw the press release and all of the good news there. And that's just indicative of our evolution as a firm, going from what was founded by Bill Wirtz and his involvement in the firm. Today, he's still involved in the firm, but he's no longer a shareholder. He's not actively involved in the management of it, but he is still involved. And so as the management committee looked at how our firm functions and works, they looked at it and said it's broader than any single person or group of people. It's a whole collection of about 75 people today. And so because of that, they chose the name Verus, and Latin means truth or real. I'm told there's a gladiator named Verus as well, if you Google it. That's unrelated. We're not gladiators. We're here to speak truth and be real with you. So some big changes there. So all good news, and certainly happy to take any questions or concerns about any of that. We have been busy. So our contract formally started on April 1st, so a little bit over a month. And during that time, we've been working a lot behind the scenes, which has been good. So getting ready to present you with your first quarter report later this month has taken a lot of work in terms of getting access to all of your managers and all of the data feeds, working with the custodian, working with your prior consultant. And we're really trying to structure a performance report that is very similar to what you're used to seeing, but more streamlined. I think those are two kind of key points. So if you're used to looking for certain data that you like to see this interpreted that way, we're going to do our best to make sure it's in there for you, hopefully with fewer pages and maybe easier to find. So a little bit different format, but I think you'll like it once we get it finalized and out to you soon.
Ed, quickly, the model you had as a part of the proposal process had some components to it that I particularly liked. Is this going to be a blend of your model as well as what Milliman has traditionally offered?
Yes. So it will be very much that model as our starting template, and then looking at the unique features of what Milliman had presented to you and making sure that we have that integrated in some way, shape, or form. But I think our basic template covers, you know, a good 95%. If I were to just kind of put a number on it, it would be, largely indicative of that template.
Okay.
We've also been meeting with a number of the managers and strategies and talking to them, both in our office. A lot of them have come through the LA office, Seattle as well. Plenty of phone calls as well, so lots of interaction with them, making sure that we know exactly the history, like what you heard from PIMCO, the history of the relationship, why they're in here, what role they're serving, making sure we compare notes with staff to get their input on it as well. So really getting familiar with your plan. And that will take longer than a month. That's a longer process. So as you might guess, there are a lot of complexities to this portfolio and how they all combine to make a portfolio. So that will continue on. We also started the asset liability modeling, so reaching out to your actuary, Siegel, and getting the initial data download from them, so that is underway, and that is also going to take multiple months to get that completed, but we have that started as well, so some good work there.
And your data gathering, both for Milliman and Siegel, has gone well? Had any issues or problems in obtaining data?
Nothing substantive. You know, it's good follow-up, some required extra follow-up. Some questions still remain, so if those questions last for any period of time, then it will become an issue. But so far, it just seems to be normal course of business, so
okay.
No issues identified at this point.
Thanks.
So let me turn then to the handout, because we provide you with a handout in preparation for these next steps. And part of our next steps is having trustee and staff interviews, and I think we talked to you about that in the in the dating phase when you were looking at us and thinking about how we would do that onboarding process. We'd want to meet with all of you for, you know, 60 to 90 minutes, basically one-on-one, or actually in our case it will probably be Scott and myself sitting down with each of you individually. So we'll need to, you know, get your contact information, start working on calendaring, and see what we can set up over the course of the next several weeks and have a chance to sit down with each of you. So that leads us to this document, which on page 2 we say it's the integrated consulting process. So this title slide here, which has this multicolored wheel chart here. And a couple things we want to point out with this. I think the schematic is straightforward enough and also something we used in the bidding process. So starting off with the assess, that's where we are now, spending a lot of time getting to know the plan in detail, current state assessment, both from an investment perspective and the actuarial side, and design. And that's starting to think about the asset liability model and how we design a portfolio to meet the objectives. And you can see in this call-out box to the right, there are several steps here. So in totality, if we think of these assess and design quadrants as being our strategy development piece, then we start off with the current state assessment, which is underway and continuing. Enterprise risk tolerance assessment, which we do principally with you in one-on-one interviews and with staff. So that will be a key component there. And we also look at the financial health of the sponsor, so the strength of contra cost accounting. And so we were talking earlier before the meeting, and I mentioned to Rusty that you probably have had a credit rating agency come in and review you. He said, yes, in fact, S&P rated you a AAA. So that would obviously give us some indication of some of the financial strength that Contra Costa has. And so it'll be tying more of those details together. This all then feeds into the ISD workshop, Investment Strategy Development Workshop. And so we're anticipating that this will likely be a multi-day time period that we carve out and really sit down and go through these three bullet points listed below. Targeted education, so where we identify education opportunities or gaps, principally from the one-on-one interviews and guidance from staff, things we can talk about there. The asset liability study, and so part of that will be the asset liability study formally presented. Part of it will be the heat map exercise. So if you remember back in our presentation materials, we showed you a heat map of different portfolio approaches and different constraints you can consider when applying each approach and where those pluses and minuses make sense and what the right solution is for you. So it would be a bit of that as well. And then governance best practices. So again, guessing that we will go through this process, reading through your investment policy statement, going to have some thoughts that we'll want to bounce around with you and see if there are improvements we can make to governance practices in terms of making it more streamlined and more effective. So that ISD workshop is a pretty key event in our minds. And then an asset allocation workshop where we then take those learnings and we talk about constructing the portfolio itself, how we're going to allocate the assets, and then we can start thinking about implementation, where we show in the third quadrant, if you will, on the pie chart to the left, the implementation among your existing investment strategies or potentially new ones that we can bring to the table. On page 3, we outline a preliminary timeline. And so we took a look at the calendars and we recognized early on that some Wednesday meetings can be difficult for Scott and or I to attend. And so we said, okay, well, let's get that up front and deal with that sooner than later. What if we put together a list of suggested meeting dates? And so that's what we're doing here. We're saying, you know, the June 24th meeting, for example, potentially move it to June 25th, can be easier. And then the outline of what we're going to be prepared to deliver on each of these dates. And I'll tell you, this timeline is aggressive. This timeline assumes that there are no hiccups along the way, that everything moves like clockwork, and we should reasonably anticipate some pause at various steps, some questions, some deeper analysis, if you will, whatever's needed. So we outlined this as what we can accomplish in 2015. If some of it bled into 2016, I don't know that I'd be surprised. And I would just add on the May deliverable, we have a detailed work plan review, so more detail than what we're showing you here today, in addition to the first quarter report. So we're anticipating providing you with that on the 28th.
Okay. Look forward to it.
Mr. Chairman, how are we going to, are we going to?
We have to, agendize the change in meeting dates. Or agendize it at another meeting. For the meeting dates.
I see.
So we will deal with that. And, Bruski?
On your 23rd September, are you suggesting two different dates or both days?
So this is the workshop. We're thinking it might be best as a two-day workshop. We anticipate that it could take considerable amount of time in.
Like all day?
Yeah, that's the next question. How much time is dedicated to each of these dates? How much, so he's budgeting for, I'm sure we're here. It's an all-day event?
We would anticipate fairly close to all-day event. Yeah.
Each one of these dates?
Each day?
24th and 25th, this is the big crowd.
Well, not just the 24th, 25th, but all the other dates as well.
All the other dates, we're looking at standard board meeting.
Okay,
calendars.
That's what I thought. So maybe an hour or two?
Well, so.
An hour or two for a board meeting?
No, for his part.
Yes.
That's a great question.
You're very optimistic on your board meeting calendar.
No, on his part in the board meeting.
I think we can address that in our detailed work plan. So at the end of the month, we'll be bringing you back a detailed work plan. We'll put a little more thought into actual time constraints needed for each one of these. The other one I would note as being a significant time sink would be in October, the asset allocation workshop. I think that will be more than just a routine performance report. I think that'll be a deeper discussion. Obviously, it depends on what the outcome of the research is and how much change we see, but that would be the other potential, I think.
Tim, is there any chance that we might have a couple of options for this two-day workshop? For me, this is turns out to be terrible 2 days. So,
this is a proposal. Certainly, when we bring it back, agendize it, we can take a look at alternative dates.
Okay. And in October, there's a bond buyer conference, too, in San Fran.
So, I mean, we're looking at this and saying, the September timeframe, and it says this is aggressive. I will admit I have pushed them for an aggressive implementation here. This is the earliest date where we're going to have this discussion. So we can take a look at, we need a two-day block roughly in the September time frame. What 2 days it is at the board's discretion.
Well, and perhaps you may want to send out a Survey Monkey or something ahead of time. For example, on the 24th already, I've got a Solid Waste Authority workshop from noon to 4 sure. on the 24th. And so, although I could come to 3/4 of it, I wouldn't make it to all of it, but there may be other, although it is sort of funny, you talk to my schedule and you try to find 2 days in a row where I'm free. It's humorous, but we can try, so.
Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably not.
May well be.
We can start at 5 p.m. and just go until midnight if that works better.
It can force you, probably would, yeah.
We can work with Paris on alternative days and what works.
Ed, thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Look forward to working with you in the
on
future.
This two-day workshop, if we could schedule it as sooner than later, really, absolutely. So people have time.
It'll be on the next agenda.
We decided to set up a small term of days. We can discuss how many.
That's my vacation month. So.
Aren't you always on vacation?
What?
Aren't you always on vacation?
See how easy it is to do a report when everybody's pretty well worn down? The belt sander effect. Each hour, all the edges have been rounded off.